kind of stuff that would be a lot more interesting than soap operas and kind of the same sort of thing.
Right. I would think, though, that you could go to the counter that sort of thing. Well, of course, what it is, basically, isn't so much what it is. Stuff is coming back. It will come in, Henry.
I'm going to sit with the vice president. always make, and there's never anybody in his office, but it's obviously a pattern. They make you stand around for a little bit so that you don't just feel you're expected.
Vice President. really be at this point. Steve can't figure out. Because he had, we all have the same thing, if that's what they were going to play with.
I mean, they're just big on Watergate.
Right. They're not doing a hell of a lot on that, except trying to make sure to get a hold of everything. Of course, they don't understand what
they're doing. They didn't count.
They're not going to start the hearings, apparently, at the end of April.
But it'll go on and on. Cross the river, right? That's the, So, would you see if we have nothing at 10 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah. Right.
See if the line is there. No, it's not.
Press conference. Question, do you now want it held until after your press conference next week?
if that happens, Michael will be out. He'll beat Brown on the fight. And Brown, he thinks, will stay on as the candidate recruitment chairman. And from Bush's viewpoint, we should just stay out of it and let it happen. He says Michael is his
total Nixon man.
But you're better than Moore than Brown, so you are.
Well, he's a more of a Nixon man. More. Fine.
That would be just as good, and you'd still have Brown for recruitment anyway, so you.
Well, Michael would work on it too.
That's right. You didn't want him to get into doing anything.
We've got no commitment.
Advice was to do nothing. So we've got to. We have a commitment in a sense to Brown. We certainly wouldn't oppose it, but it's not our fight.
I have no problem.
Stay out of it. He also raised the question of what to do with this new, with this leftover money.
Our money
from the campaign. Yeah.
Oh, he's not doing
well. Well, except. He started with Maury about it. All this is that he's your political guy. And you know, what do you want done with it? And he's just...
Wants to give it to the states?
No.
No.
He thinks the best thing to do is go use it on a new majority campaign for Congress and set up an all-out congressional effort for new majority congressional districts. And trying to put something like that together rather than giving it to the state.
Well, I can only make one suggestion, Bob, that based on our campaign experience and Bob's clinical learning, then not one goddamn cent for staff.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we spent perhaps of our $48 million spent $25 million for staff. That doesn't make any sense. What I'd like to do is this should go into districts on a case by case basis. About coal.
they're saying, see, we get them over as quickly as possible because they really are a potential return. And adhering to this, trying to manage all government officials and government itself. Many procedures protect the rights of men, should protect rights of minority members, and all that.
I sure get
a tough minority council who's aware of the way things operate in Washington and who can handle a guy like Sam Dash, the majority council. Oh, Baker's appointed. Fred Thompson is minority council.
Oh, shit. That kid.
I guess so. Is this Fred Thompson, the young guy from Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah.
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 Okay, we're going to start with him. Yeah. That's all right, because Webster will automatically, even though he's only associate counsel, will override this guy. Baker and his people are very high on this. This young guy is a hell of a guy.
You never know. A real tiger.
Well, they say he is a real tiger. Well, maybe he'll come on. Great.
Say what you want to say, and I don't want him to tell Brock. I mean, he can say it to him.
especially when she's asking for something that isn't the best thing for her anyway. So I said, it's up to you to try and turn this around. I said, he wasn't sure how much he could do, but he could sure try. And then he was going to talk to her today, and then Earl was going to talk to her today, too.
Probably
the
same.
But it's very also, he said, I said, well, if she goes back to California, which is what she wants to do anyway, she doesn't get the action job. What happens to Bob? He said, oh, he was fine. He'd come back as soon as he got his retirement time. Anyway, he has just a certain number of months. He's got to finish out for his federal retirement program, and then he's
visit there, you know, last time I went to the MA. That was in June. We had a hell of a time. We made a major crowd-raising effort and a very piss-poor turnout even in June. Place those people. Part of that is because of Frank Farley, who have a problem. He's not a state senator anymore, but he's still county chairman, so. We got a deal with that. The one thing they suggested from an advancement point is that we should do it on a short notice announcement. And not set it yet, just say that morning instead of the work. And we can do something like that. But you can't do that and do a red speech. And why did you wing all the way up to Atlantic City to be school administrators? It's kind of,
it's a possibility.
It sort of fits well, and then you got your human resources message in the middle, and about to get in the budget cut. Dick Moore thinks it's great. He says that your very best speeches are on education policy, and that's your best subject.
Dick has no judgment on that.
But what he's thinking about is that
the school.
That high school in Michigan.
Well, Christ is now. You can't do property that line. You're not the person. You think there's no judgment on that sort of thing.
What this is 9,000 school administrators and 8,000 teachers, businessmen, and school board members. Association of mainly superintendents of schools, some principals, and the presidents of some small colleges and universities. Very responsible people and the most supportive of any group in the field of education for that program.
Thank you.
receiving line, aren't you?
No, no, you're not. I'm just going to make a little. It's 200. And for the time, 200, you're running. But with those guys, you're running 3/4 of an hour for that time, right? You know, they're all. I know them all.
Yeah.
I know them all. I might go in there pretty much, but I'm going to stand around a while. Building now support for Johnson. Legion is stirring up, but you got to keep
my inclination is to take
see this up to the